A PDF of additional material accompanies this program. Simon & Schuster Audio presents White Too Long, The Legacy of White Supremacy in American Christianity, by Robert P. Jones. Read by Holter Graham. I will flatly say that the bulk of this country's white population impresses me, and has so impressed me for a very long time, as being beyond any conceivable hope of moral rehabilitation. They have been white, if I may so put it, too long. James Baldwin, The New York Times, February 2, 1968. Chapter 1. Seeing, Our Current Moment. Introduction. The Christian denomination in which I grew up was founded on the proposition that chattel slavery could flourish alongside the gospel of Jesus Christ. Its founders believed this arrangement was not just possible, but also divinely mandated. After decades of regional tensions at the triennial conventions, where Baptists gathered to coordinate their church and missions work in the early 1800s, Baptists in the South brought the issue of the compatibility of slaveholding and Christianity to a head. The lead architect of these efforts was Reverend Basil Manley Sr., president of the University of Alabama, and the former pastor of the prominent First Baptist Church of Charleston, South Carolina. On November 25, 1844, Manley and a group of Alabama Baptists sent a letter to the managing board of the Triennial Convention, declaring, "Our duty at this crisis requires us to demand from the proper authorities the distinct, explicit avowal that slaveholders are eligible and entitled, equally with non-slaveholders, to all the privileges and immunities of their several unions." They received a swift and blunt reply from the board. "If anyone should offer himself as a missionary having slaves, and should insist on retaining them as his property, we could not appoint him." Leaving no doubt where they stood, they concluded, "One thing is certain. We can never be a party to any arrangement that would imply approbation of slavery." 6 months later, Manley and other Baptist leaders across the South gathered in Augusta, Georgia, to form their own organization, the Southern Baptist Convention, SBC. Their address to the public declared that the goal of the new body was to
Sample complete. Ready to continue?